104. The Red Medici. Netherton, just then looking at the peripheral, saw Flynn arrive. It was like seeing someone jarred out of a reverie, the peripheral suddenly informed, present. She took in the faces around the table. "Where's Lobeer?" she asked. "You'll be meeting with her," Ash said, "but you're here now for equipment for tomorrow's event."
"What kind of equipment?"
"Two kinds," Ash said. Ossian opened the rosewood pistol case. "These are weapons," Ash said.
"Why do they look like that?"
Flynn raised an eyebrow at Netherton.
"They were built into a high-security pram," Netherton said, "as an anti-kidnapping measure."
"Are they guns?"
"Best think of them as that," Ash said. "Never point one at anyone you don't want to kill. There's a relationship between what happens when you depress this stud," she indicated a point on the inner curve of the parrot-head handle, "and the position of the barrel, though not exclusively, so not entirely like a gun in that regard. Once a system acquires a biological target, on being triggered, it dispatches a unit of assemblers which seek and find the target, regardless. Pick one up."
The peripheral leaned forward, tapped the gun nearest her with the nail of her index finger.
"Like an old derringer, but made of peppermint."
She used both hands to lift it from its recess, neatly managing, Netherton noted, to not point it at any of them. It lay on her open palm.
"It's deactivated currently," said Ossian, "after considerable effort. You can try the grip."
She closed her hand around the parrot's head, extended the thing, its festive barrel pointing at a palm-sized bald patch on Ash's velour tent.
"I'm taking these to Wolf's ex's party?"
"You certainly aren't," said Ash. "Weapons of any sort are proscribed, and you'll be scanned thoroughly prior to admission. In any case, these happen to be as blatantly illegal as anything in London today."
"Then why are you showing them to me?"
She returned the thing to its fitted recess, sat back.
"Under certain conditions," Ash said, "as I understand it, one of these may be delivered to you. We're showing them to you now so you'll recognize them if necessary and know how to use them."
"Point and click," Ossian said. "Has absolutely no effect on inorganic material. Soft tissue only."
He lowered the lid.
"Second order of business," said Ash, opening her hand, palm up, to reveal what Netherton assumed was a Medici, but read. "This will install a cognitive bundle that will enable you to sound something like a neo-primitivist curator, if not to another neo-primitivist curator, though I'd imagine that's debatable."
"It will?" Flynn asked, eyeing the thing.
"How?"
"Think of it as a disguise. You no more need to operate it than you need to operate a mask. Certain specific sorts of query will trigger it."
"And?"
"You'll spout a reasonably high grade of facile nonsense."
"Will I know what it means?"
"It won't mean anything," said Ash. "Were you needed to keep it up, you'd shortly repeat yourself."
"Bullshit baffles brains?"
"One hopes. I'll need to install it in your peripheral now."
"Where did you get it?" Flynn asked.
"Lobeer," said Ossian.
"The back of your hand, please," said Ash.
Flynn placed the peripheral's hand palm down on the table, beside the corroded base of Ash's display, spread its fingers. Ash pressed the red Medici gently against the back of the peripheral's hand, where it remained, seeming to do nothing at all.
"Well?" Flynn asked, looking up at Ash.
"It's loading," Ash said.
Flynn looked up at him.
"What have you been doing?" she asked.
"Waiting for you, admiring your guns."
"Yourself?"
"Talking with Griff?" He couldn't read her expression.
"They're talking about defenses for our house, stuff that's supposed to not bother my mother."
"The mystery man," said Ossian. "So you've actually met him?"
Flynn looked at him.
"Sure."
"Any idea how she recruited him?" Ossian asked.
"No," Flynn said. "But wouldn't it figure that she'd be good at that?"
"No doubt," said Ossian. "But we seem to be increasingly following his orders with next to no idea of who he might be."
"No idea who she is, either," Flynn said. "Maybe he's like that."
Ash leaned forward to remove the Medici, then tucked it into her reticule. "We'll just test it," she said to Flynn. "Tell us, please, why you think Daedra West's art is important today?" Flynn looked at her. "Wes' oeuvre obliquely propels the viewer through an elaborately finite set of iterations, skeins of carnal memory manifesting an exquisite tenderness, but delimited by our mythologies of the real, of body. It isn't about who we are now, but about who we would be, the other." She blinked. "Fucking hell." The peripheral's eyes were wide. "I'd hoped for something in a more colloquial register," said Ash. "But I suppose that's a contradiction in terms. Try not to let it run on. The thinness will show."
"I can interpret for Daedra," Netherton suggested.
"Quite," said Ash.